This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we welcome Dr. Anuj Tolia, a radiologist from Montclair Radiology with 5 imaging facilities in the state of New Jersey. Montclair Radiology is launching a new model that is groundbreaking, and Dr. Tolia is here to explain all the details. February is National Heart Month, and what better way to celebrate and safeguard our hearts than to offer free screening for first responders, including police, fire, and EMTs, which is exactly what Dr. Tolia and Montclair Radiology is doing with docs and cops. Every day, police officers and all first responders face the possibility of death. The Harvard School of Public Health and the Cambridge Health Alliance report police officers have a 30 to 70 higher times risk of experiencing sudden cardiac death when they are in stressful situations. In the U.S., heart attacks rank in the top causes of deaths of cops, and 10% of all on-duty deaths are caused by sudden cardiac deaths annually. A report by the International Association of Chiefs of Police reported the life expectancy of police officers is 20 years less than that of civilians. Stunning details and information. And Dr. Tolia, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Of course. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, can you describe in your own words how the calcium scoring works to kick things off today?
Sure. So a calcium scoring CT is a fast and non-invasive way of evaluating someone's risk of having significant coronary artery disease. The study is a very low-dose CT scan that measures the amount of calcium in the coronary arteries, which are the oxygen-containing arteries supplying the heart. So the calcium that the CT scan is looking for is tied in with plaque. This plaque is made of partly fat and calcium, and it's certainly not good for your arteries, or in this case, your heart. Plaque builds slowly and over time can harden, and this is what we refer to as calcified plaque. Generally, the more calcium, the higher the risk of a potential blockage in the coronary arteries. And a blockage of a coronary artery is like having a clogged pipe. It decreases the amount of blood flow and oxygen to the heart, and the plaque can also rupture, and that can lead to a blood clot and a heart attack. So for every calcium scoring study, we as radiologists generate a report which describes the likelihood of having coronary artery disease. The amount of calcification, which is expressed as a calcium score, may help to predict the likelihood of heart attack in the coming years.
Now, Dr. Tolia, should people with a family history of heart attack, stroke, and other conditions consider doing this scan?
People with a family history are certainly at a higher risk themselves for developing coronary artery disease and its associated complications, including heart attacks and strokes. And therefore, yeah, they're prime candidates for a calcium scoring CT. As I mentioned, the calcium scoring CT is just a wonderful non-invasive screening test, which obtains information about the presence, location, and extent of calcified plaque in the coronary arteries. This may, it's important to recognize, prompt additional testing if an abnormality is found, and it also can lead to the initiation of medical therapy to prevent the progression of coronary artery disease and to stave off its many potential complications. And of course, important to add that that a healthier diet and exercise can also lower the risk for a heart attack.
Research shows stress is a killer, so does it make sense to recommend this to people who are in high-stress careers such as EMT staff, ER staff, police, firefighters, etc.?
Sure. So stress, unfortunately, as we all know, is indeed extremely detrimental to one's health and well-being. It has been shown to be a major risk factor for heart disease. And I know you touched upon it, before we started, but in fact, did you know that within 5 years of retirement, almost 50% of police officers suffer from a heart attack or other detrimental effect of heart disease? As a result of this data at Mount Cardiology this past summer, we actually began a pilot program offering free calcium scoring tests to Fairfield, New Jersey police officers. And we do plan on expanding this program based on how successful it was to Nutley, New Jersey this February, which starts tomorrow, or starts today for Heart Awareness Month. So it is fair to say that that for people in high-stress careers or generally who just have high-stress lifestyles, calcium scoring CT provides information that can be potentially life-saving. As they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
And most helpful details there today. We are speaking with Dr. Anuj Tolia, a radiologist from Montclair Radiology with 5 imaging facilities in the state of New Jersey, here on eHealth Radio's Heart Health, Health News, and Radiology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. So, Dr. Tolia, what about radiation? Is this high or low, and what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a great question, one I'm asked daily. The amount of radiation from a calcium scoring CT is very low. Our state-of-the-art CT scanners at Montclair Radiology already reduced the amount of radiation received from a typical CT scan to 60% less than that of the national average. Calcium scoring CT reduces the radiation even further. Not only is a smaller dose of radiation used, but a smaller region of the body is exposed to that radiation. As a result, our calcium scoring CTs at Montclair Radiology reduce the overall radiation dose by an additional 50 to 80%. Basically, to summarize, the amount of radiation from one calcium scoring CT is basically negligible and less than the amount you would get from just normal background over a year. So it's quite negligible.
Also, does one need a prescription in these regards?
Yes. As with any imaging test, a prescription from your doctor is necessary to have a calcium scoring CT.
And certainly appreciate your feedback there. Lastly, cost is inexpensive. Am I correct in that? And I heard it was around $99. Can you confirm that we're on the right track?
Yes, you're partially sure. I mean, the cost is going to depend on which facility institution you're having the exam at, but the out-of-pocket cost should expect to pay around $99. However, some insurances may actually cover the cost of the study. Therefore, it is important for each patient to check with his or her insurance carrier prior to the exam.
Dr. Tolia, thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Thanks for what you're doing in the space through Montclair Radiology, and especially with February being National Heart Month. Where can listeners get all the details on Montclair Radiology and its locations?
Oh, absolutely. Easy access via the web, of course. MontclairRadiology.com has all of the latest and greatest information about all the services we offer, our contact information, and we also have our phone number for appointments, which I can also just recite at 973-661-4674. And of course, any questions anyone may have for a radiologist, feel free to ask, and someone should be able to get back to anyone who has any questions.
Sounds easy enough. Again, Dr. Tolia, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success. And again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Anuj Tolia, a radiologist from Montclair Radiology with 5 imaging facilities within the state of New Jersey. And for further details and to find a location near you, visit MontclairRadiology.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.